السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of the last companion.
ترک سفر کن مردم من از دل واپسی.
Noon during the 10th of Muharram in the desert of Karbala, Shemr reached near Hussein with his infantry forces. Hussein leapt forth and pushed them back, but they surrounded him again. Abdullah ibn al-Hassan, who was a small child at that time, hurried out from the tent of the women and ran towards his uncle, with Zainab al-Kubra running after him. Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "O sister, hold him back." But Abdullah protested, saying, "By God, I will never be separated from my uncle." One of the cursed soldiers raised his swords to the sky, focusing on Hussein, upon which Abdullah shouted, "You, son of an unchaste woman, are you intending to kill my uncle?" The sword was swung. Abdullah, the little nephew of Ali ibn Abi Talib, stretched out his arms to shield his uncle's body. His arms were cut, and only a bit of skin still connected to his arms and to his body. The little child called out for his father, upon which Hussein took him in his embrace by saying, "My dear nephew, show patience towards what has befallen upon you, and want from God that he unites you with your righteous father." Then Hussein raised his own hands towards the sky and supplicated, "O God, if you have decreed to maintain these people for a while, then split them from each other, making every one of them to walk his own path, and do not make their children satisfaction over them, as they have called out to us for help just to surround us and then kill us." Harmallah fired an arrow, which ended the life of Abdullah ibn al-Hassan. It's never occurred in history that a prophet brings his loved ones, such as his sons or daughters, and the commander of the believer, who is his brother and successor, to the front line, to invite people to the religion and declare the truth. The uniqueness of the day of Mubahalah shows how significant it is to declare the truth. He brings them to the front line by saying, "Let's do Mubahalah, and whoever is right will remain, and whoever is wrong will be annihilated by the divine punishment." This event also occurred in the month of Muharram, although this was physically done. Imam Hussein also brings his loved one to the front line to declare the truth. He knew well how it would end, yet he brought Zainab, his women, his sons, and beloved brothers to propagate the religion. Propagation here is in its true meaning, to deliver a message and to enlighten the world with the truth. In these situations, one fathoms the dimensions of propagation and its significance.
ها را بود آیا که عیاری گیرند، تا همه صوم اداران پی کاری گیرند، و به تاریکی شب ره به کناری گیرند، صادقان زاینه صدق قباری گیرند. صحنه مشهد ما صحنه نگارستان است، امشبی را شهدین در حرمش مهمان است، امشبی را شهدین در حرمش